A lot of people that are what?
Afraid where they're going to end up when they pass away.
Yeah, like afraid of death?
And they can't understand what the Bible really says.
Okay.
Okay? Everybody says, oh, yeah, you're going to go to hell, you're going to burn in the hell forever. The everlasting fires. Yes, the fires are everlasting. That does not mean that you or your soul is going to be everlasting.
So you believe God, in, do you God believe in annihilationism?
No, what God is love. Why would he punish somebody forever? If he's going to punish you, it's going to be quick.
So you think you're going to go for like a period and then get out?
No. If you, for those that are condemned,
yep,
to be thrown into the fires, hot, as hot or hotter than Daniel's fire.
Okay.
Okay.
So what's going to happen to that person for eternity?
Death. The soul at the rebirth, coming of Christ, at the judgment date, the judgment's going to be life or death.
Yep, sheep and goats. Yeah.
Right. The death is will be an instantaneous death by fire.
So you think you're just like evaporated and gone.
Right.
That's annihilationism.
Okay.
And Jesus doesn't teach that.
Yes. Well,
Jesus teaches a eternal fire, the quenching, and can I give you a parable? The parable of the man that died, and he's burning, and he says, touch my tongue with water and go warn my brothers. He wasn't vaporized instantly.
Right. That's
it is an eternal suffering.
That's
it is an eternal suffering.
The breakdown that your parable you're talking about was a Jewish traditional thing.
So Jesus lied?
No, he was Jewish. He was stating and using the parable.
So you don't think
used.
But wait, you don't think Jesus, being God himself, would use truthful Jewish idioms to teach truth, not just allegories?
He was, because if you continue on that.
Yeah, because the Bible teaches that the torment is eternal, because your soul is going to live eternally, either with the Father or in torment.
Okay.
But the most important thing is by his shed blood, we, instead of talking about hell, by his shed blood and his resurrection, we can repent, come out of all the false ways, the world, our flesh, and be born from above. This is the gospel that I preach. And when you're born from above, you don't desire the ways of man-made religion and the culture. You desire holiness and obedience, and the Spirit of God quickens you to live that life. We came out of the world, and you endure in that faith. Like, you, are you folks married?
Yes.
Okay. You have to endure in your marriage, because a marriage can end. And that's the gospel to eternal life. And if you follow that and you strip your life down obeying him, we don't even have to worry about the eternal fires.
Mm-hmm.
But the eternal fire definitely is. Jesus said, ready? Jesus said, fear the one that can destroy. That doesn't mean that you're totally taken apart. It just means your existence, how much of an existence do you have in a weeping and a gnashing of teeth? That's what Jesus said, a weeping and a gnashing of teeth. If you're vaporized, there is no weeping and gnashing of teeth. It's over quickly. Like, ready? Did you hear about those men in the submarine that went down and got lost?
Which group?
The ones recently. They were going to the Titanic.
Oh,
that was on the news.
Right.
They didn't get lost.
Yes, some scientists said that people were worried that, oh, they might have suffered down there. I read a quick article, and they said the scientists said that it takes you like 0.13 seconds to feel pain, for your brain to sensor pain. And they said when that implosion happened, they said it was like 0.1 millisecond.
They never felt a thing.
But hell's not going to be like that. Hell's going to be a conscious torment. Jesus told us the truth about that.
But at the same time, when you mentioned that, submarine, I was thinking about the Chinese
that
is down.
But yeah, check out our website sometime. Make sure you avoid that eternal torment to come. Follow him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love you, neighbor. Bye-bye.